And now mantra 15. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitam mukham tatvam pushan aparinu satya dharmaya drishtaye. Translation. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Please remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 27, the Lord explains his personal rays, Brahma Jyoti, the dazzling effulgence of his personal form in this way. Brahmano hi pratishtaham amritasya vya yasya cha Chashvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya kantikasya cha, which means, quote, and I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness, and which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal, unquote. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan are three aspects of the same absolute truth. Brahman is the aspect most easily perceived by the beginner. Paramatma, the Supersoul, is realized by those who have further progressed, and Bhagavan realization is the ultimate realization of the Absolute Truth. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says that He is the ultimate concept of the Absolute Truth, the source of the Brahma Jyoti, as well as the all-pervading Paramatma. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he is the ultimate reservoir of the Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, and that there is no need to explain his unlimited potencies. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 42, Atava bahunaitena kim gyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekam shena stito jagat, which means, quote, but what need is there, Arjun, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe, unquote. Thus, by his one plenary expansion, the all-pervading Paramatma, the Lord maintains the complete material cosmic creation. He also maintains all manifestations in the spiritual world as well. Therefore, in the Shruti Mantra of Sri Ishopanishad, the Lord is addressed as Pushan, the ultimate maintainer. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is always in transcendental bliss, Anandamayo Vyasat. When he was present at Vrindavan in India 5,000 years ago, he always remained in transcendental bliss, even from the beginning of his childhood pastimes. The killings of varieties of demons, such as Aga, Baka, Putana, and Pralamba, were but pleasure excursions for him. In the village of Vrindavan, he enjoyed himself with his mother, brother, and friends. And when he played the role of a naughty butter thief, all his associates enjoyed celestial bliss by his stealing. The Lord's fame as a butter thief is not reproachable, for by stealing butter, the Lord gave pleasure to his pure devotees. Everything that was performed by the Lord at Vrindavan was performed for the pleasure of his associates there. The Lord created these pastimes to attract the dry speculators and the acrobats of the so-called Hatha Yoga system who had come to find the Absolute Truth. Of the childhood play between the Lord and his playmates, the cowherd boys, Shukdeva Goswami said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, Verse 11, Itam sitam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gitanam paradaivatena mayashritanam naradarakena sakam vijarhu krita punya punja. Which means, quote, the personality of Godhead, who is perceived as the impersonal, blissful Brahman, who is worshipped as the Supreme Lord by the devotees, and who is considered an ordinary human being by the mundane, played with the cowherd boys who had attained their position after accumulating many pious activities. Unquote. Thus, the Lord is always engaged in transcendental loving activities with his spiritual associates in the various relationships of Shanta, neutrality, Dasya, servitorship, Sakya, friendship, Vatsalya, paternal affection, and Madhurya, conjugal. Since it is said that the Lord never leaves Vrindavan Dham, one may ask how he manages the affairs of the creation. This is answered in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse 14. The Lord pervades the entire material creation by his plenary part known as the Purusha incarnation. Although the Lord personally has nothing to do with material creation, maintenance, and destruction, he causes all these things to be done by his plenary expansion, the Paramatma or Supersoul. Every living entity is known as Atma, soul, and the principal Atma who controls them all is Paramatma, the Supersoul. This system of God realization is a great science. The materialists can only analyze and meditate on the 24 factors of the material creation, for they have very little information of the Purusha, the Lord. The impersonal transcendentalists are simply bewildered by the glaring effulgence of the Brahmajyoti. If one wants to see the absolute truth in full, he has to penetrate beyond the 24 material elements and the glaring effulgence as well. Sri Ishopanishad points toward this direction, praying for the removal of the Hiranmaya Patra, the dazzling covering. Unless this covering is removed, so one can perceive the personality of Godhead as he is, factual realization of the absolute truth can never be attained. The Paramatma feature of the personality of Godhead is one of three plenary expansions, collectively called Vishnu Tattva. The Vishnu Tattva within the universe, one of the three principal deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, is known as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. He is the all-pervading Paramatma in each and every individual living entity. The Garbhodakshayi Vishnu is the collective supersoul within all living entities. Beyond these two is the Karanodakshayi Vishnu lying in the causal ocean. He is the creator of all universes. The yoga system teaches the serious student to meet the Vishnu Tattvas after overcoming the 24 material elements of the cosmic creation. The culture of empiric philosophy helps one to realize the impersonal Brahmajyoti, which is the glaring effulgence of the transcendental body of Lord Sri Krishna. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 27, as well as Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verse 40. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagaranda koti Kotishvashesha vasudadi vibhuti binam Tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam Govindamari purusham tam maham bhajami. Which means, quote, In the millions and millions of universes, there are innumerable planets, and each and every one of them is different from the others by its cosmic constitution. All of these planets are situated in a corner of the Brahma Jyoti. This Brahma Jyoti is but the personal rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom I worship. Unquote. This mantra from Brahma Samhita is spoken from the platform of factual realization of the Absolute Truth, and the Shruti mantra of Sri Ishopanishad confirms this mantra as a process of realization. It is a simple prayer to the Lord to remove the Brahma Jyoti so that one can see His real face. Perfect knowledge means knowing Krishna as the root of Brahman. The root of Brahman is Lord Sri Krishna, and in scriptures such as Srimad Bhagavatam, the science of Krishna is perfectly elaborated. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the author, Srila Vyasadeva, has established that the Supreme Truth is described as Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan according to one's realization of Him. Srila Vyasadeva never states that the Supreme Truth is a jiva, an ordinary living entity. The living entity should never be considered the all-powerful Supreme Truth. If he were, there would be no need for the living entity to pray to the Lord to remove his dazzling cover so that the living entity can see his real form. The conclusion is that in the absence of spiritually potent manifestations of the Supreme Truth, the impersonal Brahman is realized. Similarly, when one realizes the material potencies of the Lord, having little or no information of the spiritual potency, he attains Paramatma realization. Thus, both Brahman and Paramatma realization of the Absolute Truth are partial realizations. However, when one realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, in full potency after the removal of the Hiranmaya Patra, he realizes Vasudeva Sarvam Iti, which means Lord Sri Krishna, known as Vasudeva, is everything, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan the root, and Brahman and Paramatma are his branches. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a comparative analysis of the three types of transcendentalists, the worshippers of the impersonal Brahman, or jnanis, the worshippers of the Paramatma feature, yogis, and the devotees of Lord Sri Krishna, bhaktas. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verses 46 through 47, that among all types of transcendentalists, he who is a jnani, who has cultivated Vedic knowledge, is supreme. Yet the yogis are still greater than the jnanis, and far superior to fruitive workers as well. And among all yogis, he who constantly serves the Lord with all his energies is the topmost. In summary, a philosopher is better than a laboring man, and a mystic is superior to a philosopher. And of all the mystic yogis, he who follows bhakti yoga, constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, is the highest. Sri Ishopanishad directs us toward this perfection.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.